On Thursday, the Senate Judiciary Committee will consider S-477, a bill sponsored by Senator Joe Vital, D-19, which would eliminate the two-year statute of limitations in civil action sex abuse cases. A Catholic tough guy, Marine Corps veteran, still a public man of faith, pulled up alongside the senator in his car and said recently, "Let's get those guys." The hardcore Catholics are the ones most vociferously supportive of the bill. They want the church saved and purged if need be. Vitali's been working the issue for over 20 years. When he first arrived to the legislature in 1998, he met with Mark Crawford, director of SNAP, and 8 years later, persuaded his colleagues to pass, by one vote in the Assembly, legislation that changed the charitable immunity law. Gross negligence used to be the standard, designed to protect charities from frivolous lawsuits. The new law changed the standard to negligence in sex abuse cases. Now the second piece of what Vital calls a broken law is poised for passage this week out of committee. The law currently provides that personal injury suits must be commenced within 2 years of accrual of the cause of action, except for certain medical malpractice actions on behalf of minors. Under Vitali's bill, this two-year statute of limitations would be eliminated for actions brought under P.L.1992, C.109, S.1, C.2A61B1, sexual abuse of a child, paragraph 1, of subsection C of P.L.1959, C.90, S.1, C.2A53A7, willful, wanton, or grossly negligent act of commission or omission, including sexual assault or other crime of a sexual nature, brought against a trustee, director, officer, employee, agent, servant, or volunteer of a non-profit corporation, society or association, organized exclusively for religious, charitable, or educational purposes, and P.L.2005, C.264, S.1, C.2A53A7.4, sexual offense committed against a minor due to the negligent hiring, supervision or retention of an employee, agent, or servant of a non-profit corporation, society or association organized exclusively for religious, charitable, educational, or hospital purposes. The legislation doesn't just target the Catholic Church, of course, although the church sex scandals have put the institution in a particularly negative light. "My faith hasn't changed," said Vital. "My belief hasn't changed. This is about people in any walk of life who abuse children. It's about the few bad people who work there. It's not an attack on the religion. This is about deeply sick men. The churches of my district are still very strong," added the veteran Woodbridge-based senator. "I live within half a mile of a core of strong, very well-attended churches. My district is very old-school, blue-collar, with strong church and civic organization. There's a lot of life there. But the people are deeply disappointed. We all question how God could allow this to happen to children, but of course, it's not God's will." Vital is confident he has the votes, both in committee and in the governing body as a whole. Several powerful entities oppose his bill, including the League of Municipalities, the Association of Counties, the Catholic Church, and the New Jersey Civil Justice Institute. The church sent out a letter to parishioners in the last few days saying leadership supports bill but only in prospective, not retrospective cases, which Vital argues amounts to lack of support. "They've misrepresented my position," he lamented. But in the end, he insisted, he believes.